The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Your best financial partner.
This is Business 1440.
KYCR, Golden Valley, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump signaling that he is not inclined to authorize an immediate military strike on Iran. In response to the attacks on the Saudi oil industry, he says showing restraint shows far more strength. The president is set to meet with the leader of Ukraine at next week's U.N. General Assembly. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
News of the upcoming meeting comes amid a blow-up here in Washington about a whistleblower's complaint that alleges wrongdoing in a private conversation Mr. Trump had with a foreign leader, reportedly Ukraine's president. President Trump dismissed the complaint as partisan. Separately, Democrats are looking into whether Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has pressured Ukraine to investigate the activities of Joe Biden's son, who worked for a Ukrainian gas company.
It's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton on Wall Street. The Dow was down 159 points Friday. Oil prices off 4 cents a barrel. This is SRN News.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate
is not okay.
But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
Giving your computer.
When you want your computer fixed right the first time, Arby's is the place.
Hi, this is Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Why is it that your cell phone is replaced every 2 to 3 years with no thought about cost, but when it comes to your computer in your office, you try and hold out 5 to 6 years or longer to do the same?
Arby's Computer Service.
What is that loss in productivity doing to your bottom line? Do you know that we can sell you a brand new commercial computer that is super fast for less than the cost of your new iPhone or Android phone? Why are you waiting? Call us today. We can be reached at 763-441-3884. That's 763-441-3884. Or on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air. It's the King Banyan Show. As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Just say what you got, man.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Thank you for listening today. We're excited to have you here. I was hearing people speak the day after the debate, the third Democrat debate, the Gang of Ten on the stage. I got to hear a lot of them talk about things, and there was commentary that came from the
from the right wing of the internet saying, well, I didn't talk at all about the economy. This is just, you know, they can't talk about the economy because the economy's great. Now, part of that is you want to always lead with your best with your best front. And sure, you've got a sub 4 unemployment rate. You've got an economy growing at about 2% this year. It looks like it'll continue to grow at 2%. This has been sort of a 2% world for the past few years. We got a little pickup in 2018, thanks, I think, to the tax cut and the demand side impacts, the supply side impacts that I had thought were possible to come. I now wonder if they will come. I'm beginning to doubt myself and my own predictive powers. Well, I often question my predictive powers. That's just normal for me. But that certainly seems to be that 3% growth for 2019 is increasingly unlikely. Nonetheless, it's a pretty good economy, and I would argue that particularly for those who are working in the goods producing sectors like mining or manufacturing or construction, it has been a particularly good economy. And as I mentioned at the end of the previous the era of the late 18th and early 19th centuries, where you had all these new technologies coming in place, as Tim Taylor puts on his blog, The Conversible Economist. Prominent inventions of that period were mechanical spinning, coal, coke smelting, iron puddling, the power loom, the railroad, the application of steam power. They were very different types of technology, right? And they don't interact with labor in the same way as IT or material science or genetic research. All of those have caused a different kind of change, particularly toward skills accumulation. The fact that being somebody who's trained in these areas has increased your wages and increased the premium for people who have those particular skills. And many people in construction and manufacturing are people with skills meant for an earlier time. They're kind of just different than this. So the reason I talked about that the last hour and I'm repeating that now is for the following reason. I believe that part of my grand view of the world right now is not that we're in an Engels pause, but that analysis that Engels had back in 1844. By the way, please don't assume that this means that I must be a follower of communist writers. Okay, I'm not. But to point out, there are some parallels here that lead to me understanding better the political conflicts and political discussion that happens at this time. A large group of workers who had previously been able to earn a living in one way find that the way they had earned that living is no longer adequate. To the extent they're able to find jobs in the new economy, they're jobs that don't have a whole lot of future growth in terms of higher wages. They don't permit you to be able to fairly easily establish a middle class lifestyle, which would be to be home ownership, maybe having a boat or a cabin or something like that. Those opportunities are less available to many people than they were before, just in the same way as happened in the right around the turn of the 19th century in Britain. Which was a period that was characterized by enormous conflict, has the same stories about the rise of populism and so on. I am coming at you from that kind of a context that I've set up for you to now listen to some of these clips from the debate on Thursday night. So there are 10 people on the stage. Okay, if you pay attention to most things, you probably know this already. And and to work at understanding folks like the people up front, like Elizabeth Warren, like Joe Biden, like Bernie Sanders. And I am indeed interested in a fair amount of what was said by them. I'm interested, as I mentioned, we'll hold off until a little later to talk about the understanding of somebody who's not in that top tier, but who I think has a very interesting understanding of the case, that being Andrew Yang. But I want to listen to some of these pieces here. That John's prepared. I will warn you in advance, I have not heard these in the way John has prepared them for us, that Eric's going to play for us. So you're getting a first reaction to this just as a matter of warning. So let's go ahead and I'm just going to work these in order, Eric, so that I can and react to them as they happen. So these are the opening remarks of Bernie Sanders at the debate on Thursday. Cut number one.
We have got to recognize that this country is moving into an oligarchic form of society where a handful of billionaires control the economic and political life of this country. And as president, I am prepared to take them on. Yes, we will raise the minimum wage to a living wage. Yes, we will finally make sure that every American has health care as a human right, not a privilege. And yes, we will address the catastrophic crisis of climate change and transform our energy system away from fossil fuel.
How does he wake up in the morning? Good morning! Yes, I will have breakfast this morning. Yes, I will have orange juice. Yes, I will have eggs and toast, buttered. Because is there butter in this house? Or is it in one of my other two houses? Okay. Sorry. I can't resist making fun of him. By the way, as a native of the state of New Hampshire, I love hearing people who are supposed to be from Vermont but have a New York accent. Just delightful. But think about what he's saying. This concentration of power in terms of oligarchs. This is part of this progressive paradigm that I think was described so well by Arnold Kling in his book The Three Languages of Politics. If you listen to all of these speakers, with the exception of Yang, who I think actually comes from a different direction, they argue along this one parallel. This one axis, as Kling calls it, which is the oppressor and oppressed axis. And what politicians do is that they take the people who are in this one side, the people you're trying to get the votes of, and say, you are being taken advantage of, because I'm not going to use one of the stronger words. Okay, you're being taken advantage of by these other group of people, and we're going to go get them. We're going to take their money away. We're going to give it to you. I can imagine a politician in 1900 in the United Kingdom basically saying, someone's taking advantage of you, okay, in terms of taking these technologies and replacing labor with coke smelting, or replacing labor with the power loom, or replacing labor with steam power. And as a result of that, because they've replaced labor with capital, the owners of the capital get the goods. Now, understand this, right? The word capitalism, and I'm going to talk about capitalism and socialism in this hour, because I want to go back and listen to Bernie a little later on when he talks about what kinds of socialism he believes in. The people who created the word capitalism are Engels and Marx. Das Kapital. Nobody called it capitalism until Das Kapital. They create the word. But it's their analysis of the case that the presence of all this technology and the capital that embeds that technology caused a fundamental shift toward a group of people who used it to capture all the gains And so one way of analyzing it is simply saying, hey, the people who own the capital, they're your oppressors. Okay, you are the oppressed. And when you vote for me, that's going to go away. We're going to stop that. Elizabeth Warren comes from that same place. I'm pretty sure I know what this cut is. Let's play cut number two.
And now the question is, how best can we improve on it? And I believe the best way we can do that is we make sure that everybody gets covered by health care at the lowest possible cost. How do we pay for it? We pay for it. Those at the very top, the richest individuals and the biggest corporations, are going to pay more. And middle class families are going to pay less. That's how this is going to work.
Right, there's that same paradigm. I'm going to take from them and I'm going to give it to you. They're going to pay more, you're going to pay less. Right? I admire Elizabeth Warren for this reason. She's not making a secret of what she wants to do. She is abundantly clear. Here's the thing. It might work. At a moment where you have something like this Engels pause, it may be that appealing to those people got the money, they don't deserve it, you should have it, we're going to go get it from them, may be a way in a democracy or in a republic to acquire power. It might work. But is it a good analysis of the economy as it is right now? We'll talk about that right after this. You are listening to the King Banyan Show on Business
1440. We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundmsp.com. Surroundmsp.com, connecting you with new customers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts SAVE 11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SAVE 11 to 85850. That's SAVE 11 to 85850.
Social Security is with you through life's journey. Get to know us at socialsecurity.gov. We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Give me two of those. Give me six of those.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw.
Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Again, I am enjoying trying to work with you today on this idea of what are they talking about on that stage when you listen to the Democrats right now. I'm not picking on the Democratic Party, per se. Think this is the language that is being used. Look, there's a lot of what I hear from President Trump that is also along that very same axis of oppressor and oppressed, as it's just as much as I hear it from Sanders or and Warren. It's the very much the same thing. Joe Biden is not at all different. Look, let me just give you let's listen to a couple other tastes from that particular debate. I think we've got a couple pieces here that could help with that. Let's listen a little more. This was Elizabeth Warren Thursday at the debate at Texas Southern University. This is cut number three, please.
Direct question. You said middle class families are going to pay less, but will middle class taxes go up to pay for the program? I know you believe that the deductibles and the premiums will go down. Will middle class taxes go up? Will private insurance be eliminated?
Look, what families have to deal with is cost. Total cost. That's what they have to deal with. And understand, families are paying for their health care today. Families pay every time an insurance company says, sorry, you can't see that specialist. Every time an insurance company says, sorry, that doctor is out of network. Sorry, we are not covering that prescription. Families are paying every time they don't get a prescription filled because they can't pay for it. They don't have a lump checked out because they can't afford the copay. What we're talking about here is what's going to happen in families' pockets, what's going to happen in their budgets. And the answer is on Medicare for All, costs are going to go up for wealthier individuals and costs are going to go up for giant corporations. But for hardworking families across this country, costs are going to go down. And that's how it should work under Medicare for All in our health care system.
Senator Sanders, you were.
Okay. Did you understand what she just did? Wasn't that an elegant non-answer? Law professors are so good at this. Okay, that was I don't know how long that cut was, but it was about a minute of the following. I could have done that answer for you in 10 seconds. Okay, let's measure my time. Your taxes are going to go up, but your taxes won't go up as much as your cost out of pocket and other things will go down. That's my position. I timed that at 8 seconds. She could have said that, because that's in fact what she's saying. When she focuses on total cost, what she's saying is, yeah, your taxes could go up, but your expenses in terms of your deductibles and all that stuff is going to go down. You can't possibly know that, right? You can't possibly know that, but notice that she stuck that other piece in there because this is the element of your politics today that is so important to understand. The element was she wanted to make sure you knew that somebody else was going to pay more. Someone else is going to pay more. Along that axis, it is important to identify winners and losers, and that you're going to be part of the winners. And those losers deserve to be losers. It is not at all different from the debates of the early 19th century in the United Kingdom. It is not at all different from the debates about the within the United States at the end of the end of the 19th century. So the UK at the beginning of the 19th century, the US at the end of the 19th century had this debate, and it was really continuing on and on all the way into the end of World War II. These cycles are very, very long. Right? These cycles last one or two generations. This is not, we're not talking about a business cycle that goes, say, 2 to 10 years. We're talking about cycles that go 40 to 60 years in length. And so my analysis of the case is, that we may have reached a point where we're seeing that rollover. Maybe the rollover started with the Great Recession in 2008. You can make a pretty good case for that. And that what we're seeing now is the beginning of an entirely new phase in what's happening. These items get quite well connected. And what Martin Gurry in his book, The Revolt of the Masses, which I highly recommend, by the way. I've been reading it. It's like been one of my last two things I read before bed. Has been trying to read a few pages of that book every evening to sort of recapture my thoughts on this, is that people who are making this argument are basically undermining the hold that elites have on the conversations, on the economy, on the politics of our time. This is why I think, by the way, you're watching the solution in Brexit happening right now. Have you been paying attention to this the last few days? Let me just pivot to that. We'll go back to the debate. I've got two more cuts that I absolutely got to listen to here. But let me go back to talk about this Brexit piece. What's happened in the last 72 hours? There was an article that appeared first in the Times of London on Thursday morning. Okay, we're recording this on September 14th, so if you are listening to this on a replay, and my intention is this segment might play again sometime over the next few weeks. As you're listening to this, I'm talking about something that happened in the second week of September. The Times of London runs a piece which says there might be the shape of a deal regarding a replacement of the Irish backstop. The Irish backstop, again, is simply to say we're going to have an arrangement so that we don't have the hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic, because we fear what might happen if we put a hard border there, because the absence of the hard border is what keeps the Good Friday Agreement, which ended the violence within Ireland that had existed since, well, gosh, almost two centuries. In order to keep that from happening, we're going to have trade rules that basically keep Northern Ireland inside the EU for all intents and purposes. And that the backstop, the backstop would have to be a backstop that, in some sense, not just because Theresa May said, I can't have a border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom. She was willing to say, well, to make that sure that doesn't happen, I'm willing to let the rest of the United Kingdom be covered by the same rules in Northern Ireland. Because this is what her partner in the government, the DUP, led by Arlene Foster, had support insisted on. We can't be separated by trade rules from the rest of the United Kingdom. And that was a condition. And so Theresa May gave Arlene Foster that promise, and she held to it. It eventually ended up costing her government and her leadership of the Tories. Boris Johnson has been saying a lot of things up front, but now it appears Boris Johnson is saying, look, goes back to Ms. Foster and says, look, if you'll let me draw a border over agricultural goods, I will make some arrangements for you to help you with some other items. Here's the important part. Northern Ireland, I should point out, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, the three other parts of the United Kingdom besides England, each have their own parliaments that have a limited amount of power. The problem being Northern Ireland's parliament, which is called Stormont, is actually closed right now because they cannot get the two parties, the DUP and the Sinn Féin, to work together. The Northern Irish politicians want Stormont reopened. What Boris is saying to them is, if you'll give me some wiggle room to negotiate a better arrangement on the Irish backstop, I'll get you some money, and I will get you Stormont reopened. And she's saying yes. This is exactly the kinds of mechanisms and machinations that happen when the elites realize that they have kind of lost some power here. But what's happening is all of a sudden the Times of London, which is an elitist newspaper, it's the New York Times, it's the Washington Post, okay, of the British press, is saying, whoopee, we might actually get a negotiated Brexit and we might actually have a deal and everything's going to be awesome. I predict that all of a sudden when this happens, he's got one big problem, Boris has. Watch over the next week or two. If you're listening to this replay, it may have already happened. The person who's going to scupper this deal is Nigel Farage. But the only way Nigel Farage has power is if they call a general election. So watch what happens along with this. If they get a deal, there will be no general election because Boris does not want to go to the public with an angry Brexit party running against him because he negotiated the solution rather than just coming clean out on a no-deal Brexit, which is what the Farages want. This is going to be a very interesting story. This is going to be a very interesting case coming forward over the next few weeks, and this is the revolt of the masses, okay, which runs counter to the oppressor-oppressed story. Boris Johnson is actually arguing from a different axis than Jeremy Corbyn or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. We'll hear more from the debate. We're going to hear more. We're going to hear from Bernie. I want to turn to one thing that Bernie said and one thing that Andrew Yang said. And I want to get to those right after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
There is nothing that they won't do to get you the help you need to become a successful student at Online Trading Academy. My name's Brian. I've been with Online Trading Academy since November 2016. What OTA has done for me, they've really opened my eyes into how the financial markets work and how a financial advisor, how do mutual funds work and how do they make money and what the expense is to me for them giving me their advice. Teaching me that I can be in control of that is really helping me save the expense that they had been taking out of my portfolio. The only criteria that you need is the internal desire to want to become a trader and take financial control of your life.
Call today for a free investing class at 952-814-4410 or go to learnwithota.com.
This is a pre-recorded edition of the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Thank you so much for listening today.
Once you get started.
So let me turn away from that particular point where what we've been talking about has been this oppressed language. Well, we can do one more cut of this that I think sort of gets at this, right? If you're going to use power to go after the oppressors, you have to demonstrate, you have to make representations that the power won't be turned back on you. And nothing said that better than when, I think this was Jorge Ramos that asked this question of Bernie Sanders about the fact that he's never said terribly much about Venezuela. And he wants to basically say something, he basically wants to get something from Bernie about whether or not Venezuela is his kind of socialism. Let's do this. Cut number 8, please.
In terms of democratic socialism, to equate what goes on in Venezuela with what I believe is extremely unfair. I'll tell you what I believe in terms of democratic socialism. I agree with what goes on in Canada and in Scandinavia, guaranteeing health care to all people as a human right. I believe that the United States should not be the only major country on earth not to provide paid family and medical leave. I believe that every worker in this country deserves a living wage and that we expand the trade union movement.
Okay. So I hadn't heard what got prepared. There's a cut. There's a bit before. There's a bit before the start of that clip where Bernie does say Maduro's a murderous tyrant. Well, I'm glad we could agree on that, sir. Thank you. And he thinks it's deeply unfair. All right. Well, I go back to some analysis I did as I'm a university professor in economics, as well as currently a dean of the School of Public Affairs here at St. Cloud State. And I did some research. If you look up my professional page, maybe I'll tweet one or two of these papers to you. I wrote some pieces regarding what happens when an economy turns toward a more authoritarian form of politics to decide the distribution of resources. And in almost every case, it is hard to find cases where countries that truly take on authoritarian socialist viewpoints do not end up with a higher rate of death of its citizens from government action. There was a fine book written by a group of scholars, most of them French, the first author's name. I can't remember all the names, but the first author name was Stéphane Courtois, and the name of the book was The Black Book of Communism, written about 15 years ago now, 10 to 15 years ago now. But it documents the deaths and the democides, okay, the death of through governments. It goes through that list and says, hey, here's how many people were murdered by that. So I think it's rather facile of Bernie Sanders to sort of say, well, Maduro, that's not my kind. But it's more facile than that. Because who does he point to? He points to Canada. He points to Scandinavia. In terms of measuring economic freedom, Canada is actually more economically free than the United States today. For you to call Canada an example of democratic socialism is really kind of weird, Senator Sanders. There's more economic freedom in Canada than there is in the United States, according to most measures. And Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, all rank in the top 30 of economically free countries. Now, all of them spend more on social services than the United States does. This is true. We would call those social democracies. We don't call it democratic socialism. And you wonder what the difference is. And the difference is that the state in democratic socialism is directing the means of production for a broad range of goods, as opposed to those countries which tax, and I should point out, tax the middle class. To go back to our cut we played from Elizabeth Warren before, when she says the middle class is going to pay less, okay, if she cites the Scandinavian countries, the Scandinavian countries, the middle class pays a lot more in order to have the medical care, the medical insurance that those countries provide. Not less. And she'll say, yes, but we'll make up for it because you won't have to pay all those deductibles. You won't have to pay all those other things. And this takes me all the way back to where we started the hour. For this reason. When you go back and look at the early 19th century, and you see all of those new technologies that were embedded into new machines like the steam engine and like the spinning wheel and like the cotton gin. Those weren't created by a god out of the machine, or I'll use the Latin phrase that's more common when people describe these things, Deus ex machina. Okay? They didn't come about randomly. They came about because someone created them. Someone invented them. And they didn't invent them because they were just good doobies trying to help make the world a better place. No. They did things because they wanted to earn an income from their inventions. They wanted to profit. New technology does not appear in capital goods because of the goodness of the heart of the inventor. It comes about by an entrepreneur who puts the new capital in place in order to increase their profits, in order to have a return on the investment. We have developed all of these new technologies that we enjoy today. In the last month, I just bought a new iPad. Yesterday, because my daughter's phone broke, we just bought her a new iPhone, the new model that's going to hit the market on Tuesday. Right? We ordered one for her because her phone is bust. Okay? I find it interesting, by the way, that her phone bust just before the release of the new phone. Serendipity, of course, serendipity. But, okay, I hope she doesn't listen to the show. She'll think I'm making fun of her. I might be. But, for you to have this new technology, someone has to be able to earn something from it, or else
What causes that new technology to appear in those new machines that allow for the massive increase of people? Look, yes, there was more equality before 1780. Yeah, true. It's because pretty much everybody was living on $2 a day. Everyone was equally miserable, eking out enough to get by. That's not where we are today. And I would argue, contrary to Engels and Marx, that rather than calling it capitalism, I call it the free market. And if I had to pick a factor of production to attach to the ending ism, I'd have called it entrepreneurism rather than capitalism. Because none of it happens without human action. Right? Nobody planned for that all to happen. That's certainly true. But that order which resulted in the free market system that we have today is a result of human action. And when you make it capitalism, and you're basically dehumanizing the activity that created this phenomenon we see today, and that dehumanization is elemental to creating this oppressor that I can pick on. It's capitalism, okay? And then I attach the word capitalist to it because the word capitalist does not invoke a human face. If I say inventor, if I say entrepreneur, and you think of Alexander Graham Bell or Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, it's a little harder to do that. You can sort of isolate them and say they're bad people. And in goodness knows, we're good at trying to demonize an entrepreneur. And that's not unique to the field of Democrats that are out there. But isolating an entrepreneur is a little bit harder, because once you put a human face to them and you have to actually think about the totality of that person's human existence, it's a little bit harder to use the language of the Sanders and the Warrens and even the Joe Bidens. So wouldn't you know, it would take an entrepreneur or a couple entrepreneurs, we only have one of them recorded here, to sort of bring it around to a different viewpoint. We're going to get to that right after this. You are listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
Don't miss Sandvold Financial Group's Money Talks radio show here every Sunday morning at 9.
Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Sandvold Financial Group is in Minnetonka, 952-544-2837.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
This is Owen Strand for townhall.com. The rights of free speech and free exercise are not limited to soft murmurings behind the doors of a person's home or church. These guarantees protect the right of every American to express their beliefs in public. This includes the right to create and sell words, paintings, and art that express a person's sincere religious beliefs.
So said the majority of the Arizona Supreme Court earlier this week. With this win, artistic printers Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski of Phoenix were freed up to conduct their business according to their deeply held convictions. SOGI policies we've seen elsewhere were turned on these two who had, respectfully, opted not to create wedding invitations for same-sex weddings. Attorneys with Alliance Defending Freedom stepped in and religious liberty prevailed. This is a big win for First Amendment freedom. We should never have to murmur our convictions. We should never be compelled to express views at odds with those convictions. I'm Owen Strand.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, preparing leaders in politics and policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
American pressure. Spray it. Don't say it.
Nothing works better than a clean tractor. Hot water, pressure, and the right nozzle are a great way to clean mud. We also have the right equipment to clean a lot of pig, chicken, cow, or, well, you know what, off your barn floors. Every year we donate the use of pressure washers that are used to clean the CHS Miracle of Birth Center at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're in need of something in the agriculture industry, give us a call, 763-521-4442.
Michelle Mulkin arrives at the Ames Center in Burnsville on Tuesday the 24th. So be sure to get your tickets today at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
An evening with Michelle Mulkin is supported by Serenity Home Interiors.
But he still walks around all day long singing this song.
If you're not rocking with your hands in the air right now, put a mirror under your nose. I think you're dead.
Sweet child, sweet child. Tell me where will you be going?
Great song. Thank you, Eric. Awesome. King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Let's take ourselves to the last point I want to make on this. I want to take a few minutes to talk about Andrew Yang. We've talked about him on the show here before. But he says some things that I really like. He says some things I really don't like. I think this is the thing I really don't like, because I think he's got the right analysis of the wrong cure. So if this is the cut I think it is, it's the cure, which I disagree with. And I'm going to explain why I disagree with it coming up right after we listen to him. This is Andrew Yang at the Democratic debate on Thursday, cut number 9.
When you donate money to a presidential campaign, what happens? The politician spends the money on TV ads and consultants, and you hope it works out. It's time to trust ourselves more than our politicians. That's why I'm going to do something unprecedented tonight. My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that. This is how we will get our country working for us again, the American people.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
It's original, I'll give you that.
No, it's not. Okay. So let me both praise and criticize Andrew Yang in about 5 minutes. Here you go. Praise. Unlike every other thing you've heard on the show in this hour, the thought that you could solve your own problems better than government could is an appeal along a different axis in this Arnold Kling language that I talked about much earlier in the hour. Than what you hear from every other candidate up there. Andrew Yang is a left libertarian in that language. I have a lot of sympathy for left libertarians because many of the arguments that you hear on this show come from a libertarian rather than a conservative analysis. Okay? Off air, one of our callers spoke with Eric and said and asked, what do we mean by a living wage? I believe in the freedom for you to decide what your living wage is. I'm not going to give you a number. My living wage is whatever wage I can receive that allows me to realize my dreams based on the skills and talents I have. I don't know what that number is for you. I'm blessed to have a job that pays me far in excess of what I need to live on. Okay? I don't need half the things that I buy. But
I'm in living in a site where I get to do that. So the fact that it's up there is Andrew Yang, an entrepreneur who understands that you might have a better solution to your problems than government does. He is not speaking the language of the oppressor or oppressed. I would argue that the Democratic Party right now only speaks along that axis, and that he is a fish out of water on that stage. Having said that, okay, I've come to both praise Andrew Yang and to bury him. Okay, so burial number one, he's on the wrong stage. There's nobody else on that stage who's willing to have a debate with him along that axis. They're just going to talk across purposes. Most of the people listening are attracted to the other nine people on the stage. I'm awfully glad he's on the stage, but he's not going to get anywhere. That's one. Two, his analysis of the problem is really that the angle's pause never comes to an end. Understand, from the beginning of the show, I talked about this idea of an angle's pause, meaning that for a while, as new technologies happen, first come the profits and the wage increases come later. That's what happened in the late 18th and early 19th century in the UK. That's what happened in the late 19th and early 20th century in the United States. Okay, and in each place we saw populism come, we saw trust busting, we saw all of the things that we see today. This renewed interest in busting up the monopolies that you hear on the stage there are exactly the same arguments you heard in the United States at the beginning of the 20th century. Why? Because you've had three major technological waves. Okay, the first industrial revolution, the second industrial revolution, and now we're in the third one. In none of those cases would a cash grant really have helped. What needs to happen instead is to allow the technology to disperse. When you do what Andrew Yang is doing by saying, I'm going to tax individuals, I'm going to use that to give everybody a cash grant instead, that may seem like a good idea, but you have drained the rewards for entrepreneurs to disperse these new technologies into more and more places. Human progress has been improved not by cash grants like he's proposing, but by having those technologies become more and more diffused, put into more and more applications. That's what will solve this issue, not anything else. Want to welcome Eric to the show today and thank him for being here. We're going to be away for a week or two, but we'll be back with you very soon here on the next episode of the King Banyan Show. Thank you so much for listening. John, thank you for the cut sheet. That was really helpful. We'll see you next week. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Minnesota did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hi, this is Tim.
And this is Lee.
And we're the Kingdom Builders. You've often heard us talk about our theme verse, Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. We want to be as perfect as possible, but we realize nobody's perfect all the time. For example, we just did a roof for a lovely family here in the Twin Cities area and asked him how things went, and he said, the crew was kind enough to move my barbecue grill off of the deck when we were doing the tear-off so we wouldn't get debris down on his barbecue grill. After the roof was complete, they put my barbecue grill back on the deck, but they got the grill backwards. The knobs were on the wrong side. And I had to remind him, hey, Mark, we're not great barbecue grillers. We're just great roofers.
We can't guarantee we're going to get your grill in the exact same position on the deck when we're finished, but we can guarantee the workmanship that we do on your roof for the life of the products. If you'd like a no-obligation estimate or evaluation on your roof or gutters, please give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
Hello, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. WNAV Audiovisual provides equipment and technicians for events of all sizes, from a handful of people to large ballrooms and convention centers as well. We also provide installation services for churches, schools, and corporations. No matter how many people are at your event, WNAV has the technicians and expertise along with the equipment to make each event successful. Audiovisual services include equipment such as sound systems, microphones, projection systems with screens, laptops, draping, lighting, and all the related equipment, and also web streaming services, so your meeting can go beyond the four walls of your space. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business. Please contact us at WNAV-video.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.